It is.
Yeah, lots of history. I grew up here in this church since I can remember. Early age, at five, with my parents, knew I needed to be saved and wanted to be saved, but I didn't really feel that was the full extent of my salvation or my true heart going to the Lord. That happened junior high with Ben Kane in Hume Lake. We were talking about it and actually coming to the solid understanding of sin and destructive power it has, and realizing that I was a sinner. And that Satan, me and him, went to Fellowship Rock. There was a couple other kids there, but went up there and said the prayers, had long meetings all the rest of that week, and continued on through life. The mentorship that came from Ben Kane, many people, your grandparents, just this church family has been giving up in bringing up children and showing them the way they need to go. So that's a short summary of it. Yeah.
The Lord led you to Himself. What's God doing in your heart and life? Maybe just in, again, kind of broad brush strokes. How's God working in your heart and life in the last year or two?
Year or two? Oh, man. Lots of things. Stress of life, stress of building a house, learning to rely on Him and surrender, go over certain battles with sin and trying to overcome all those and doing well. But that really, just seeking every day to better yourself and seeking brother, friendships, mentorships. One thing in the last few years is actually trying to bond with fellow brothers in Christ and get accountability, get that strength, that bond with other men in this church that you can really rely on, come to with the simplest of problems or the biggest of problems, and be able to talk about it and work on it.
Is there anything you would like to add to that? Just things God is doing in your family's life lately? And if there's any way that you can pray for you guys, please.
Sure.
I've
been coming here since David brought me when we were dating, and got pretty connected in. After we got married, joined the young marrieds, and really, I hadn't heard the gospel. So coming here and hearing the gospel and knowing that, God is real and God is true, but not knowing what that path looked like, what that relationship looked like, and just growing, and really the trials is what God always uses to bring me in. And it's been a journey. But for David, I think, we started building a house, made this commitment of this is my focus. After this house, I can't have my. We were living in his mother's basement, and for kids, and it's I gotta get them out. by choice, we chose to do that. But so he really would listen to things on sermon audio and do things solo. He was kind of flying solo, and reaping the disrewards of that. And so as he kind of got us moved in and came back to his home church, but kind of as a different person, kind of really seeking after God rather than this is what we do. We go to church and I believe it's true and I'll just walk the walk and kind of follow suit, but really it being his own and coming back and getting connected in and building relationships. And I was pretty connected, but David was building and going through life, and I think God's really called him in.
I was in construction, isolation, and my work has been very much that lately, or all in the past, but all that was a big part of it. And the brothers, just having the relationships that you have now, and our building is creating much better results.